Well, welcome to my podcast. Glad you're taking a look at my site here this week. A little election news. We have a lot of listeners that come to us from all over the world who are from Louisiana, want to kind of stay attuned, and so that's why I try to, when important events come up, try to let you know the Louisiana perspective, and that's what I'm going to do this week a little bit. Just a few days away from our national election, Louisiana's had 200,000 absentee votes. That's the highest by far we've ever had. I think the highest is about 140,000 in the past. So there's been a huge increase. The Democrats have been the highest increase numbers, which bode well for Democratic candidates here in Louisiana. The one sad thing I might tell you is that your vote for president in Louisiana is, for all practical purposes, irrelevant. Because of this electoral college that we have, where it's a winner-take-all type thing, it makes the vote nil, because there's a majority of voters here for McCain, so whatever ticket you're from, it doesn't make too much difference. It's kind of a predetermined contest. And as a consequence, Louisiana has been left off the map. Very few signs, no television advertising. None of the candidates have even come to Louisiana. Obama nor McCain or the vice presidential candidates have been here in many months. And then Louisiana issues are not that relevant. The recovery efforts, talk about Katrina, the follow-up from our big storms of Gustav and Ike, are just off the map because the candidates aren't here. And that's why I've written in my column this week about my concerns over this Electoral College. We keep hearing in the South that the Electoral College helps the small states. We're a little below median state. We're not really a small state. If you're a small state like Wyoming, for example, you've got one congressman and two U.S. senators. So your three votes proportionally help you more. But if you're a state like Louisiana that has nine electoral votes, you're kind of off the map. You're kind of irrelevant. And so we don't gain that much from this proportionate voting in the Electoral College. I think we'd do much better to go on a vote basis. If you knew that even though you weren't going to carry Louisiana, you might get 45% of the vote, then the candidate of either party will be down here more, paying attention, talking to people. You know, you've got 2 million votes here in Louisiana. That's enough to come on down here and spend a little time trying to sway and win over to get your proportionate number. That's not happening this election because we are irrelevant due to the Electoral College. And I think it's time to take a look at the Electoral College. At least we ought to do our voting in congressional district style. In other words, we'll proportion our electoral votes on a congressional district level. That would give more influence, I think, for Louisiana in the long run throughout the rest of the country when these presidential elections take place. We've got some hot races here. The U.S. Senate race looks like Mary Landrieu, our incumbent senator, is leading right now. And unless something dramatic would happen in the next couple of days, she's going to win that election, be solidly reelected, run a very aggressive campaign. Some information came out here recently that she's voted like about 60% with President Bush. She's a moderate right in the center, and she's pounded John Kennedy, the Republican state treasurer, unmercifully on his flip-flopping, on the fact that he ran 4 years ago as a liberal Democrat, now he's a conservative Republican. Kennedy just could not hold his own, and it looks like Landrieu's going to win pretty handily. We've got some real tight congressional races, not in New Orleans, surprisingly, where Bill Jefferson, the 18-year congressman, is under indictment and going to trial here around the 1st of December. Looks like he's going to win very handily against a white opponent. Remember that the New Orleans Congressional District, where Jefferson is from, what is called the Second Congressional District, is about 64% African American. And so there is a Hispanic lady in the runoff with Jefferson. And none of the other five major opponents, they all spent a lot of money, five major opponents that did not make the runoff, they're all African American. Not one of them have endorsed Jefferson's opponent. And of course, they're looking out for their own self-interest. They assume that Jefferson won't get, rather if he gets convicted and has to step down from office, then there'll be a special election. They don't want a lady to get in there and have a long time reign in that particular office. But the 1st Congressional District, Steve Scalise, state representative, Republican, again, former state representative who's the Republican incumbent, running against a lawyer named Jim Harlan that spent over $1 million of his own money. That race is going right down to the wire, as are several other congressional district races, one up in Baton Rouge. The incumbent, Don Cashew, a new Democrat, is running a very tight race against Bill Cassidy, a state senator, and that's a toss-up right now. Either candidate could win that particular race. So we're going to have a barn-burning election night. I'll be, by the way, on my radio station, WRNO, doing election night coverage. And so if you're out and about and don't really want to stay attuned, just go to our website, WRNO.com, or right here on this website, JimBrownlee.com. If you go to the top of my column, you can just hit the link, and I'll be talking online probably from 8 o'clock to midnight on election night, giving my interpretation of the election returns. So next week we'll have a full analysis of all that's going on. Check out my daughter Campbell, by the way, and I'm going to be a proud grandpapa. She's pregnant, getting ready to have her second child here in the spring. But you'll see her no bull commentary that she's doing on CNN that's become very popular and gotten her pretty controversial. I have that on my site this week. Some other fun things to take a look at. Hope you'll have a pleasant week enjoying this fall weather, and we'll watch the election. Be sure and vote, and I'll give you your full report next week. Thanks for listening.